With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. California authorities have evacuated at least 1,200 people as a wildfire in Los Angeles County spreads over thousands of acres. The post-fires burned more than 5 square miles over the weekend near I-5 freeway in Gorman, about 62 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Kenichi Haskett with LA County Fire says the wind gusts were around 50 miles an hour.
It makes it challenging, basically, for water drops, as you can imagine. Helicopters or airplanes trying to drop fire retardant or water on a fire, and when it's windy, it pushes the it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it. So that's been a challenge, putting water on the ground from our aircraft, and it additionally makes it spotting. What we call spotting is when you get those ambers that can reach up to a mile away from where the fire where it originally started.
A Boeing 737-82R is forced to land at Spokane International due to an engine shutdown. The Sun Country Airlines plane was flying from Seattle to Minneapolis Friday evening when the incident occurred. It happened a day after federal authorities announced a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX was being repaired after experiencing a dangerous Dutch roll. Also at SRNnews.com, good news for you if you need to renew your passport.
The State Department has opened a trial run allowing a limited number of people to apply to renew their passports online. Windows will open at midday Eastern Time each day and then close once the system has reached its daily limit. The department says it's taking it very slow so it can monitor how the system is working. There's also a series of requirements to be able to apply online, including being 25 or older and not changing any personal information. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. President Biden's reaching out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country. A poll from Pew Research reveals that 80% of survey respondents say religious influence in public life is declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's positive. The Pew study also indicates 94% of respondents believe it's important that the president of the United States lead a moral life. Few see either Joe Biden or Trump as particularly religious. This is SRN News. A battle shaping up between the Sunflower State and the Show Me State.
It may be a long shot, but Kansas lawmakers are trying to snatch the Chiefs and the Royals away from Kansas City, Missouri, that is, and bring the teams across the border to Kansas City, Kansas. The legislature expects to consider a plan to help both teams finance new stadiums in Kansas. Lawmakers in Topeka will convene a special session Tuesday and review a plan to authorize state bonds for stadium construction.
Maryland Governor Wes Morris says it will probably cost in the neighborhood of $2 billion to rebuild Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Moore said the state needs federal money to get the job done, and he wants the feds to cover the entire cost of it. More details at srnnews.com.